This is episode 15, The One with the Stoned Guy with Sammy Griffith. Hey guys, and welcome to I Have No Friends. I'm your host, Leandra Ryan, and each week I'll be taking you through an episode of Friends while providing comedic commentary through the eyes of the modern millennial female. My guest today is actor, singer, and feminist Sammy Griffith. She played Rachel Green in the off-Broadway and touring productions of Friends, the musical parody. Welcome, Sammy.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you here.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in the presence of Rachel Green. I'm like almost Star Trek a little bit.
She comes out sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally see the resemblance.
Oh, good.
All about it.
Oh, good.
What was that experience like?
Oh, it was wild. I watched Friends growing up religiously with my whole family. And so it really was a learning experience. It was like the third parent in my household. So portraying Rachel on stage was really kind of awesome. Mm-hmm. Such a part of my childhood that I got to go do my dream role.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So much fun. Would you say you're a big Friends fan then?
Oh, yeah.
Even before all of this?
Even before all of this.
Very cool.
Yes. I watched it a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
And then I did take a little break. And then once I was hired, I went back in and went detail by detail. Sort of digging through each episode.
Yeah.
For each mannerism.
Nice.
Yeah.
Amazing. Is it like doing an impression almost?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can you like say something for us right now?
Oh, sure.
I want to hear it.
I always thought the names of other characters were fun. So she's like, ah, Monica. Ah, Mon. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's like a very high.
Yeah.
Her soft palate is almost always raised. It's fascinating.
Ah.
Yeah. And then a lot of sort of hiccups in between phrases, so she never quite gets the full sentence out. She always interrupts herself with, you know, a throat clear, or she always goes to the left and up when she's thinking.
I love it. It
takes her a long time to get to the point.
That's very technical. I like
it. Oh, yeah.
I like it. Okay, awesome. Well, I like to start off with a piece of trivia that I found about the episode. A fun fact. So when Chandler tells the friends that he quit his job, he says he doesn't want to worry about the weenus, which he says is weekly estimated net usage system. But the correct term in the rest of the series is weekly estimated net usage statistics.
Yes.
So I guess they decided that. I don't know why like statistics isn't funnier than the system.
Right. That they changed it in the episodes, or the real one in real life is just statistics.
I don't think it's a real thing, is it?
That's funny. I don't know.
Our
musical actually referenced it, but we said statistics.
Yeah.
I can't say.
Because that's like, I know, it's hard to say it. Statistics. Oh my gosh, it's so hard to say.
It's a plural.
Yeah. I guess that's why they say weenus instead.
Yeah. There you go.
Of saying all of that.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, so apparently it got changed.
And how funny.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. So now I'm going to ask you a trivia question.
Oh, Lordy.
Okay. And if you don't get it right, you're fired from everything.
I know.
So I have this old trivia book from
Terrifying
from 2003. Choose a number between 1 and 182.
89?
89. To whom was Chandler referring when he said, "She's got me doing butt clenches at my desk"?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's not Julia Roberts, is it? No, he doesn't reference his office. Is it Rachel's boss? No. Janice? It can't be Janice. Yeah, which girlfriend is that? I think I'm stumped.
It's when Monica gets fired and she goes crazy.
Fitness. She gets him on the fitness track.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like constantly at his door like, let's go running. Yes. Let's blah, 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 you know, and he's like exhausted.
Yes. You're right. It's Monica who does that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember that.
Very good.
I guess I thought it was a sexual thing for a moment.
Yeah.
Like he was like prepping, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a Kegel kind of situation. Exactly. But no, it's
the fitness episode. The one time that Rachel or that Monica is like a fitness expert, even though we never see her work out ever again or even wear workout clothing.
Yeah.
But she's like, I run every morning and I'm going to help you.
Right.
We're like, really? When? What?
She just is a busybody. She felt like she needed a project.
Yeah. She, for one episode.
Yeah.
We're really into fitness.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, now is the portion of the show where I usually ask someone which Friends character they are. Oh.
Well, actually, that's funny because I am Monica.
Okay.
Like, to a T. I'm very much a perfectionist. I'm competitive. I put my pen caps all the way on until they click.
Uh-huh.
So playing Rachel was really fun for me because she was sort of an icon when I was growing up. But I'm definitely Monica in real life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Got it. Relate to it.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Let's get into what's happening in this episode.
Yeah.
So the sort of the three main storylines are Chandler quits his job.
Right.
And then goes back to his job. Monica interviews for the head chef position and the guy shows up super high to the dinner that she's cooking. Ross goes out with the bug lady and Joey's trying to teach him how to
dirty talk. Right.
Yes. So let's start with Chandler. Basically what happens is he gets promoted and instead of accepting the promotion, he's like, oh my God, I spent 5 years in this job that I hate. It's supposed to be temporary. Like, I don't like this. So he quits. He's like trying to figure out what his like passion is. Like he doesn't know what he wants.
He doesn't even really have a hobby to fall back on. Yeah.
Right. So he goes and does all this like job testing and then finds out that he's supposed to do data processing, which is what he already does.
Which is like the one episode we find out the name of what he does.
Right.
Because the rest of them we don't quite know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like bummed about that. And then his boss keeps calling, calling, like offering him more money, more money. And finally he accepts and he gets this like corner office and like all of this, but then he becomes like the guy that he said he didn't want to become, the guy that's like up at midnight worried about the weenus.
Yes, you know, because
who isn't? So that's basically what happens with him. Any initial thoughts? Or
I feel like his job doesn't exist, it's just a computer now, so that every time he mentions it I'm like, oh, I don't think that's an industry anymore, is it? I mean,
isn't it
just crunching numbers that we punch in now? I mean, maybe somebody has to punch them in, but
I think he inputs numbers.
Yeah, so he just is a computer.
I don't know. I don't know if people still input numbers. I know probably nothing about
along the line. Yeah, yeah. I just, it felt obsolete, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I just, every time I see Chandler at a computer, I just love how how 90s his computer is.
Yeah,
it's great. Yeah.
The first episode with the printer, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Poor guy.
He doesn't know what he wants to do.
No. And he doesn't really have, I don't know, even like a hobby that could turn into a career.
Right.
Right? Like around the friends, he's just poking fun, but he doesn't have like any interests.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think his hobby is like sarcasm.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
But.
And he goes into advertising eventually. But.
Right.
But for now, it's just. Yeah, what else would you do? Like, you might as well make a bunch of money so you have more time to be sarcastic on the couch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then he goes back to his job and he stays there all the way until like way later in the series when he...
Season 10? No, he goes to Tulsa in
It's the one in Tulsa. Yeah. So it's like way, way later. He spends 10 more years.
Yeah, like. Exactly. But stays in the same apartment and still has a roommate. So he's making all of this money, but the lifestyle doesn't really change.
Right?
Yeah. Even the furniture gets a minor upgrade. They do get new carpet because the carpet in this episode's rough. This whole first season, the carpet is really bad in the boys' apartment.
I didn't remember that they got carpet.
Yeah.
New carpet.
It's pretty bad. But that's it. It's like his whole promotion was to get new carpet. And then the recliners. And that's it. Then he's happy.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't really spend lavishly with all this new wealth.
But then he does have a lot of savings when they get married, you know, and yeah.
It's the long con. He's just saving for his wedding right now.
Yeah.
That's a big sacrifice.
That was his goal.
Yeah. He just doesn't know it yet. That's his hobby.
Yeah.
The wedding. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the only other time, like, he buys all that stuff for the apartment, but is that when Joey lets everything get stolen?
When they make the entertainment center, when Joey makes the entertainment center.
Yeah, I think that happened. Joey let everything get stolen. But then when he goes and buys like all that stuff for the apartment, that's because he was like.
Right. The recliners come after the robbery.
That was because
the recliners stay all the way until Rachel moves in with Joey.
Yeah.
And they have one recliner left and she has a name, Rosita.
Rosita. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the recliners last all the way through. But yeah, the canoe and patio furniture is right in between there. Yeah. I mean, I guess he's supporting Joey, really.
Yeah.
So he's got to make enough for the both of them. Yeah. Right. He's got to sacrifice so he can.
I guess he just loves Joey that much.
Exactly. He's got to bring home the bacon for Joey, who eats a lot of meat.
Yeah. I have a clip.
I have an appointment to see Dr. Robert Pillman, career counselor, agogo. I added the agogo.
Career counselor?
Hey, you guys all know what you want to do.
I don't.
Hey, you guys in the living room all know what you want to do. You know, you have goals, you have dreams. I don't have a dream.
The lesser known, I don't have a dream speech.
You
8.5 hours of aptitude tests, intelligence tests, personality tests, and what do I learn? You are ideally suited for a career in data processing for a large multinational corporation.
That's so great because you already know how to do that.
Poor Chandler, he doesn't have a dream,
but he has so much money.
I know,
right? He's qualified for something that pays. That's pretty sweet.
I know. I would be, especially after, like, if I did what he did and I went and I got the test and it still said I should be doing that. I don't know. Like, I guess I would have to really, really, really hate it.
Yeah.
Because if the money is good.
Right.
And apparently this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right, right.
Like, I don't know.
I guess for me, if it were keeping me from my dream.
Right.
Then it would be frustrating, but he doesn't really seem to have one. Might as well have this well-paying occupation to free you up so that you can do really whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
It's not like he's avoiding his true dream of being a basketball player, right? It's not like taking up the time that something else could be filling.
Yeah. Anything else on that storyline you wanted to say?
No, poor Chandler.
Yeah.
Poor Rich Chandler.
Suffers for 9 more years.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yes, it does sound very boring. That is true.
Yeah. Yeah. I love his like cubicle and how tacky it is.
Yeah. And it's such a brief moment.
Yeah. We've seen his cubicle before too. And it's
it's
like ridiculous.
But of the 10 seasons, that was it. This was the last episode that you ever see him in a cubicle. And what episode is it? It's like,
this is 15. Yeah. Yeah.
So out of 10 years, we have 15 episodes of a cubicle. And then from then on, he's got this beautiful office.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. Which I would appreciate if he still had the rubber chicken and the big hamburger. Yeah,
absolutely.
In his office. But it seems as though he grew out of that.
Yeah. Oh, and I guess that means he's sort of the first. No, Ross is the first to sort of be a professional. So I've heard the journey of the first 5 seasons is that they're 20-somethings that don't have careers. They're just in jobs. And then seasons, you know, 6 through 10 or more, now we have careers, now what sort of thing.
Mm.
And so Ross sticks to the same, but Chandler, I guess, is the first one to really upgrade
a little bit,
like a 20-something temp job to know this is my career, this is it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, well, let's move on to Monica. So Phoebe has a massage client.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, I think, is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he is opening a restaurant, apparently, and is looking for a head chef. Monica meets with him and mm-hmm. is sort of cooking a dinner for him as an audition.
Yes.
As she called it. And Phoebe comes over with the guy. Mm-hmm. And apparently in 1994, this guy felt it appropriate to
yeah.
smoke a doobie, as I think Phoebe put it, in the cab on the way over.
Yeah.
So he shows up super high, which, by the way, like I actually have never smoked weed before. So like I don't really know.
Ah, yes.
But I've seen plenty of high people mm-hmm. who are very mellow and not like yeah. this guy at all.
No, not at all.
That being said, it's super funny.
It is very funny, but it is blown
yeah.
out of proportion completely. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. So he like goes insane, totally like destroys the dinner.
Yeah.
Insults Monica like yeah. crazy, you know.
It's like he smoked pot and then ate 10 pixie sticks on top of it. You know, it's not yeah. a, yeah.
Yeah. So she calls dinner off and, you know, obviously she doesn't get the job mm-hmm. or whatever. And then at the end, or the tag of the episode mm-hmm. is him getting a massage from Phoebe and she's like hurting him on purpose.
Yes. Yes. Like,
that's kind of what goes down. Any thoughts?
Yeah. I always assumed that Phoebe would have been smoking pot, like just in general.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that she reacts to it is surprising to me, that it's such a big deal, that it's such a, I don't know, alienating factor for him. They're also yeah. shocked by it. They're also surprised that, I guess I always thought, well, Phoebe's got to be smoking pot, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's Phoebe.
Yeah, no, I think that totally makes sense for her character. I don't know. I feel like it was probably more taboo in 94 than it is
That's
now,
true.
Right?
That's true.
But then you think about, like, the 70s where, like, everyone was doing
right.
it. So
right.
it's like, I don't know.
And if he's going to give you the job, who cares?
Right.
I mean, if he's just high and loves your food, you still got a head chef position.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But I think, I mean, in the real world, if he was like
yeah.
just high and chilling and liking the food, that'd be one thing.
That'd be one thing.
The way he's acting is, I mean, yeah. I think she has a right to be like, get out of my house.
I think that's one of the funniest scenes in the whole series, which is so sad to me because it's not one of them. But the gummy bears, and he throws in the sugar O's.
Yeah,
I think it just isn't referenced as much, so we forget about it. Like, most mm-hmm. of the big jokes are repeated so often in our media that we sort of,
yeah,
we're immune to them. And I think that one slips through the cracks often, but I think it's so funny, those little sugar O's.
Yeah, I actually have a clip of that. Let's,
oh, good.
Yeah,
that's my fave.
Oh, cool, taco shells. You know, they're like a little corn envelope, you know?
You know what? You don't want to spoil your appetite.
Hey, sugar O's.
You know, if you just wait another 6 and a half minutes.
Oh, macaroni and cheese. We gotta make this.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. Here you... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, why don't you just have a seat here? Okay, give me the gummy bears.
No.
Give them to me.
All right, we'll share.
No, give me the bears.
Well, then you can't have any.
Give them to me. Give them to me.
Oh, bears overboard. They're drowning. Hey, fellas, grab onto a sugar roll. Save yourself.
John Lovitz kills it. And he comes back later. Remember when he goes on the blind date with Rachel? Like,
oh my God, you're right.
Way, way later. And he's like, yeah, I lost my restaurant to drugs.
Oh,
and now
he's
right. Silkscreen t-shirts.
I forgot it was the same guy.
Yeah.
Well, I knew it was the same actor. I guess I thought he came back as a different character, but they looked into that.
No, it's like That's nine funny. Seasons later.
Yeah.
Because she sets Rachel up with a bad date on purpose.
On purpose. To try to right.
get her back
right.
with Ross.
What an
yeah.
expert. Good job, John Lovett.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's great.
Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
Poor Monica. She is trying so hard and she just gets...
I know. I feel bad for her.
So many in a row. I mean, this one could have worked out, I think.
Yeah.
I think you just... Clearly, if he's that high in this you know, universe where he's basically cracked out.
Right.
Not just stoned. You could use it to your advantage. Like, oh no, you don't remember? You hired me.
Yeah.
It went great. And I'm your head chef now.
Yeah.
But we needed to wait a few more seasons for her to really land the golden.
Also, he ends up losing his restaurant to drugs anyway.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. But she still has to do the roller skating restaurant. Like, yeah. She still has quite a bit ahead of her before she can really make it to, like, the opportunity that this was.
Yeah. Absolutely. I want some of those rock shrimp raviolis.
I know.
Those looked amazing.
That she only made 6 of. Yeah. She's like, no, that's it.
They were so
tiny. He's like, I want
tiny.
More. She's like, no, I only made 6. It's funny. I'm sure she would have had some backups.
Taco shells in a pinch.
Yeah.
You know, just
right. Oh, that's the other thing. This one makes me notice it even more. But her cabinets would be covered. I mean, Monica does not want to look at macaroni cheese all the time. You know what I mean? Like, she would definitely have those cupboards closed so she doesn't have to, like, think about everything that's in there and organize everything that's in there.
Yeah, it is very strange that
right?
she just has shelves but not cabinets. Everyone has cabinets.
Everyone has cabinets, especially her.
Yeah.
Because she needs to close it. And that he can just sort of wander around her kitchen and grab food off the wall seems a little bit...
Yeah. It's a little easy.
Out of character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, she keeps all her mess in the secret closet. You
exactly.
know,
so she likes to close that door.
Yeah. Maybe that's enough.
Maybe that's enough. Yeah. That's funny.
Do you have a secret closet at home?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Not a lot of room for one, but
yeah.
Yeah. Basically, if anyone comes over, everything in the apartment has to go in the closet because it's the only way the apartment's like big enough to fit 3 people.
Hashtag New York life.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Steamy.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about Phoebe hurting this guy physically, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny, but it's also like, damn, girl. Like,
yeah. Her morals in massage have been tested a few times.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't have any.
Right. Right. But he doesn't seem to note it. I mean, he notices, but he's like, this is part of it.
Yeah, I don't
he's not like,
he...
oh, you're mad at me.
Yeah.
He's a little oblivious.
Exactly. Yeah. But then I guess she still like keeps in touch with him or still massages him.
Clearly.
Because like 9 years later, she's like in contact.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he just kept going.
Yeah, you're right. He's loyal.
I guess so.
He still owes her, I guess. Maybe he knows he blew it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess it's funny. So in this storyline, Rachel does the same thing that Chandler does. Right? She's like, not going to do it. I've got my values. And then the number gets to $20 an hour. And she's...
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention that whole part.
Yeah. So, same as Chandler.
Yeah.
It's like the same joke in one episode twice.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that part.
Yeah.
So Monica had asked a waitress from her work to come waitress at her apartment for this like audition dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel finds out about it and is obviously offended that she didn't ask her because she's a waitress. The original waitress bails and Monica basically doubles the pay and Rachel's like, okay, fine.
But
she's like, oh yeah, like screw you. Like you didn't ask me.
Right.
I'm going to go walk around. And then she's like $20 an hour. And she's
which
like,
is funny.
Okay.
She doesn't do much.
No.
Serving.
Mm-mm.
I mean, neither Wendy nor Rachel were really necessary to serve this man. Right. I mean, all we see him eat is the appetizers and Monica serves him those.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, I guess maybe if
later
the dinner
on,
had continued.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was wondering about that since it lasts like 5 minutes. Like,
yeah.
How much did Rachel end up getting paid?
Oh, good point.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of wish there were a final scene of them eating all the food. The girls. Maybe drinking wine.
I was thinking about that. I was like, I'm like, hey, that sounds like a great night.
Yeah.
You know?
You have all this wonderful food.
Yeah.
Or maybe then they smoke pot. That could be the final. Like, whatever. Maybe he left some behind or something. They eat all the food high.
Can you imagine if our shiny, serious regulars in 94
were that's
smoking
true.
Pot?
That's true. It's 94, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to Ross.
Ross
and the bug lady. Celia from
who is
the museum.
Jan from The Office.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They share a lot of actors.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Office person.
Oh, yeah.
I know like the main people, but I didn't know that she was
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
Although I did see that she was in 17 Again with Matthew Perry.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Which is a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen 17 Again?
No, but it's Zac Efron.
Yeah.
And Matthew Perry. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I've mentioned it on this podcast before. Guys, just see 17 Again. Purely for Zac Efron.
Yeah. The golden child.
I'm a big Zac Efron fan. Especially when he's shirtless. Anyway. So Ross goes out with this woman from the museum mm-hmm. who works with the bugs, apparently. Yes. They're like making out at the apartment or mm-hmm. whatever. Things are getting steamy and she asks him to talk dirty to her. And he says, vulva.
Right. The go-to.
Which obviously is not the best. Cut to, he's talking to Joey about it the next day. And Joey is sort of teaching him mm-hmm. how to dirty talk. At which time Chandler walks in on them. They're practicing on each other.
Right, right.
Chandler walks in and like they both have their backs and he doesn't see. They don't see that he's there. And then he goes on a date with her again. Apparently he was like super elaborate, like dirty yeah. talk. Like there were villagers, like, you know, mm-hmm. etc. But then they were too tired from the dirty talk. So they just cuddled again.
Yeah. Just funny, we never break up with her, but we never see her again.
Yeah, I know. I guess the dirty talk just wasn't up to snuff.
I guess so. He yeah. thinks it was.
Yeah, no, he thought it was great, but
yeah, she's a goner after yeah, this.
I know. No explanation.
Yeah.
Poor bug lady.
And he has to go see her at work every day
in
the bug department.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Although he's in the dino department.
That's
know.
True.
Depends how adjacent. That's true.
Perhaps.
True.
I don't know what jacket she wears.
I know.
Right? They might have to see each other.
Yeah. Okay. Clip time.
Oh, Ross. You get me so hot. I want your lips on me now. Huh? <Whoa. laughs> All right. Now you say something.
I really don't think so.
Come on. You like this woman, right?
Well, yeah.
You want to see her again, right?
Sure.
Well, if you can't talk dirty to me, how are you going to talk dirty to her? Now tell me you want to caress my butt.
Okay, turn around. I just don't want you staring at me when I'm doing this.
All right. I'm not looking. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. I want to feel your hot, soft skin with my lips.
There you go. Keep going.
Joey's always willing to help.
Mm-hmm.
He really is.
Yeah, I think this is one of the first, if not the first time, that we see him like giving dating advice
yeah.
to the guys, which yeah. he ends up doing a
and
lot.
And he's always willing to do it. No homo, you know, like he's yeah. like, no, it's fine. Like when he needs to kiss a guy for an audition, he's like, yeah, just kiss me, bro. And they're way freaked out about it. And he's like, who cares? Yeah. It's great. Who thought like Joey was going to be the most progressive of the three? But
right.
He is.
Yeah. And watching this for some reason, like when I used to watch it, I never got the joke where he's like, just tell me you want to caress my butt. And then he's like, okay, turn around.
Yeah.
I never got that joke yeah. until like just recently.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's hard to hear in the clip, but his face says it all.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you're going to?
Yeah.
But it is funny. I mean, they know he was in the apartment. Chandler's just in his bedroom.
Right.
So the fact that he sort of walks in on this shouldn't be that much of a surprise.
Yeah.
Right?
Unless, I mean, yeah, well, I was going to say.
We as viewers don't know he's in his bedroom.
Yeah. But maybe it makes sense because he's unemployed for a hot
right,
second.
Exactly.
So he's just like home.
He's just home and he isn't usually. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But oh, we noticed in this shot there are skis in the bathroom.
Yeah. Why are there skis in the bathroom?
I don't know. And hockey sticks because yeah. he plays with the hockey sticks.
Yeah.
I mean, we know they love hockey, mm-hmm. right? That's sort of a theme.
Mm-hmm.
But the skiing, They've never mentioned going skiing. Rachel goes skiing, but they never have or will go skiing.
Yeah.
The boys.
Yeah. And like, I mean, we know that they're hockey fans, but we've never seen them play hockey.
Right. Right.
So are we just to assume that all men have random sporting stuff?
I think it's to like really bring down the, you know, the bachelor pad situation. Because the furniture's weird. It's not facing towards the television. Which is kind of funny because then later the entire apartment is faced towards the television.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, sports equipment and bad carpet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's interesting too because, I don't know, when you said facing the television, I thought of like when they're in Barbados and that random woman is like fangirling Ross. And yes. Joey's like, oh, hey, you know, I'm Joey Tribbiani, you know, Days of Our Lives. And she's like, oh, I don't have a TV. And he's like, what's all your furniture pointed at? Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. How do you feel about Dirty Talk?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
There's this one guy in high school I think of. It was like my first introduction to it. And I was just not there yet. And I was super freaked out by it.
Wow. High school is really young to start that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, oh, we're doing, and I just kept giggling and I'm like, well, I'm out of here. I can't do this.
That was way over my head in high school.
Yeah. He's like some politician now back home. So makes sense.
Of course he is.
Exactly.
Where's back home?
Reno, Nevada.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That all makes sense.
Yep.
Yep. That adds up.
But that was really only my one experience with it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe turn me off forever.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh.
Got a little PTSD about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
Like perhaps had my first experience been a little bit more of an actual turn on, then I would have been.
He was probably like watching porn and just got the idea.
Yep.
You know.
It went like 0 to 100, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, it's like first base and then
it's like read the room.
Extreme pornographic dirty talk. I'm like, what just happened?
First base.
It was like extreme. I'm like, I'm gonna be outside now. Okay, bye.
Yeah. That is so funny. I love everything about that.
Yeah. And now I see his portrait too when I go home. He's like, it's in the airport framed. So if you're ever in the Reno, Nevada airport, Reno International, Reno Tahoe International, nice. I won't tell you his name, but you'll know he's framed. He's up there.
Amazing. I love it. I'm so excited to go to Reno.
I know,
now.
Right? You'll try to figure out which one. The age will probably let you know.
Yeah.
He's about my age.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's still doing that to women.
I know. Or if he's at least gotten better at it, right? Like a little less aggressive, sir.
Amazing.
Slowly get into it.
Amazing. I don't remember my first Dirty Talk experience. It wasn't like, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't like memorable where I was like, I will remember this forever.
Yes.
But I can get into it.
Yeah.
I can get into it. But I would much rather not be the one talking.
Sure.
Like, I like hearing it, but
yes.
There is sort of pressure to, like, what am I going to say kind of
right.
thing.
Right. And to me, it's more so if you're long distance
mm-hmm.
and it takes the place of.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in mm-hmm. the same room together, rather than saying it, I guess I would just assume that you would do that rather than telling me what you're going to do. Right? But, like, long distance, sure, right?
Right.
It makes sense. But that is funny. It's like her only thing. It's like all she wants in this episode.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she does ask for it while they're making out.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's kind of like what that guy did to you, except they're
basically,
not in high school.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it gets so intense that they end up cuddling afterwards. They don't even have sex.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe her only thing is dirty talk. She's like, no, I'm good. That's actually all I need. Thanks. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she's going home and writing it all down.
Yeah.
She needs material for her romance novel.
Right. Right. Yeah, motive. Because it is Ross. Like, you don't see him at the museum and think this guy's going to be good at this.
Right.
You know, she's not like spotting him from across the museum. And it's like, this guy is going to be really good with words.
Yeah.
Like, he's not good with words on a daily basis. So,
yeah, no one's like, oh, look at that guy. He looks loose.
Yeah.
He looks like he's.
Yeah, he's going to just
open sexually,
verbalize an erotic novel. Not his jam.
Yeah. Oh, man. Bug lady. Love it.
But Phoebe would be great at Dirty Talk. If I had to choose.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Although I feel like, she would, I feel like she would be the person that the middle of Dirty Talk would like go too far.
Absolutely.
Or like say something that's not sexy.
Yeah.
You know, like screw it up.
Yep.
Yeah. Because she has no filter.
Right. Right. Or she would like role play and sort of just veer off course. And now she's just role playing by herself in the room, you know. She's like, oh, I've moved on, now I'm just playing this alternate reality.
Oh, that'd be a fun episode.
Yeah, we should just write the sequel now.
Yes.
Yeah,
any final thoughts?
It's good to watch the old episodes.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't quite gotten their stride, I think. Episode 15, right? They're still like figuring it out.
Yeah.
Kind of fun to find the inconsistencies. Mm-hmm. Like they talk about his nipples in the shirt.
I know. I was like, where's his nubbin?
Where's his nubbin? But so it's kind of fun to go back and, you know, also to not watch for homework, because I've been watching for research and sort of just honing in on Rachel. So this was the first time in a long time I got to just watch for the sake of watching.
Yeah.
It holds up.
I've been kind of like that too, because I've been just watching it for this.
Yeah.
Like for the podcast. But like, it is good to just like throw on an episode, because I do still enjoy it so much. Yeah. Like throw on an episode, get ready for bed, listen to it.
It's true.
And I'm still like laughing out loud, even though I know what they're going to say.
Oh my God. You like, know it from the first sentence. Yeah. I can tell you like every single joke that's going to happen in that episode. It's funny.
But you still laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's still funny.
Mm-hmm. That should almost be the trivia. It's like, okay, what line comes after this line, and I wonder how much of the world could be like, oh, right?
That would be tough. Because we just know,
like,
yeah,
it's almost this rhythm, like a soundtrack that's just, we've memorized the lyrics, you know?
Yeah. Anything that you want people to check out or follow or anything you want to promote?
Well, I do keep the Rachel impression alive on my Instagram,
sammy.griffith,
and I create other characters as well. I created Kitty Ann Freebush. She's a feminist housewife who hates commies and Trump. And she has her own account, Kitty Ann Freebush.
Is she in 2019?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She just happens to be a very 1950s
Got it.
Housewife, but she hates Trump.
That sounds great.
Yeah. It's fun. I stopped for a little bit because I got too angry and I wasn't quite sure how to make it comical.
Does it sound kind of like Kellyanne Conway on purpose?
She existed before Kellyanne.
Oh, really?
Actually. She was originally just a housewife, and then Trump was elected, and she just honed in on that. But, yeah.
I've done a bit of Kellyanne Conway in my
day. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's a hard one, because you have to watch a lot to research, and then you get really angry. Yeah.
Yep.
You have to decompress after that. Watch a little Friends.
Yeah.
Oof, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I bet it's really good.
I mean, it's fun.
But you earned it. Because you like, had to watch
it's
a lot
always
of her.
It's always in a making fun of her way. It's
absolutely.
It's never like, let me honor you.
Absolutely. Like, but just like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watching that much, filling your brain with it. I had to audition for Tommy Loren. And
I played her once too.
You did?
Just for a few lines, for like a long time.
It was this whole short film about her. And every girl in the waiting room, young woman, was upset. Like we had all been watching her all week to prepare for this audition. Yeah. And everyone looked distraught.
Yeah.
I felt bad. I was like, wow, this isn't good for us.
It's tough.
It's hard to impersonate when you hate the person.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why Rachel was nice, because I liked her.
Although I think it actually, I don't know. For me, I feel like when I'm doing impressions, I'm better off if I hate the person.
I get that.
Because I can pick at every little thing.
Yes.
Whereas like if it's someone that
right.
I
love
like,
love is blind.
It's like, yeah.
It's hard like, to do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. You can make an argument either way.
Yeah. Maybe you enjoy it more if you impersonate someone you love. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
This was so much fun. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's it for this episode of I Have No Friends. I'm Leandra Ryan. And remember, if you're in high school, stop watching porn.
Thanks for listening to I Have No Friends. If you like what you hear, please rate, subscribe, and share it with your friends. If you have feedback, ideas, or suggestions, you can email me at ihavenofriendspodcast@gmail.com. And you can find all my social media handles on my website, leandraryan.com. Looking forward to making some friends.